Today's shiur is Masechet Nozer Daf Mem Aleph. We will begin on Daf Mem on the days, 7 lines from the bottom, at the word Mimai. As we had learned in the previous shiur, the Gemara quoted a Mishnah Masechet in the Gaon that said 3 people require having their hair shaved, and that the shaving has to be done with a razor: a Nozer, a Metzaira, and Levim. Levim, the Pasuk says explicitly, requires shaving with a razor. Nazir, we learned on the previous year, the Pasuk says, Tala Yaval Raishai, that a Nazir is not allowed to have any razor while he's a Nazir. And as the Gemara explained, that is a superfluous Pasuk. So the Gemara explained that coming to teach us that when a Nazir concludes his Naziris, his haircut is done with a razor. But the Gemara spent quite a while in the previous year trying to identify how do we know that a Metzaira has his hair cut with a razor. Then the Gemara says, the Gemara tried to learn it from Levi, then the Gemara tried to learn it from Nazir, then the Gemara tried to learn it from a combination. And then the Gemara says, well, we learned the Braisa on top of Daf Mem Amud Aleph when the Gemara was trying to understand how we know that a Nazir's haircut must be done with a razor, and the Gemara said we should learn Nazir from Metzaira. So it's obvious that Metzaira has to have his hair cut with a razor. How does that Braisa know that? So the Gemara explained that Braisa represents the opinion of the Rabbanon. That we have a machloikus of the Rabbanon and Rebbe Lezer in Masechet Makis. The Torah tells us that one is not allowed to, like sashkes, pass the konecha. We're not allowed to use hashchosa. We're not allowed to remove the hair from the payas on our face. And we're not exactly sure where they are, so it essentially means the entire face. And the Gemara Masechet Makis brings that a machloikas of the Rabbanan and Rebbe Lezer under what circumstances one is over that laugh. The Rabbanan hold, you're only over that laugh with a razor. Because a razor has 2 characteristics, as we explained at the end of the previous year. It's an implement that's used to shave the face, and it's also an implement that gives you a very smooth shave. It cuts the hair, hashchosa. A malakit, a ritni, these are different types of implements that are used to make different furniture, different utensils, even though they're sharp, but they're not made to shave the face. If the Rabbanan say, one is not chayiv, the lav of Lesashel's Pasuk Konech, if you use one of those implements. Rebbe Lezer disagrees. Rebbe Lezer says, not only with a shsar is one over, but also with any such utensil, malak v'ritni. The Gemara went on to explain. There's a Pasuk that says, regarding the Metzaira, on the 7th day he should cut all his hair. His hair, his head, his beard. And the question is that we asked, why does it have to say his ziknoi, his beard? It's included in his kol sa'ara, in all of the hair. Say the Rabbanan to teach us that even though a kayin has a special lav, they're not allowed to cut their beards with a razor, just like we explained according to the Rabbanan. The Torah is telling us the Nazir, the Metzora, who's a Kayin, may use a razor. So we see that a razor, and that's what the Sakana is teaching us, so we see that the razor is the implement that has to be used. Continues the Gemara in asking on the Rabbanan. Mamai, who says that that's the proper way of understanding the opinion of the Rabbanan? Maybe we could suggest that Rabbanan will agree, I feel a lichta b'malaktiv ritni, that if a Metzora cuts his hair, not with a razor, nami mitzvah covet, he has fulfilled the mitzvah. We just said there's the extra word v'zakonai, for haka asa lashminan, the pasuk of zakonai is coming to teach us, that feel of a tar l'mechayiv alei, that if one does use a razor, even though normally, as we just explained, that a razor is usher to be used, here there won't be a problem. And as the Rifarshim explained, the Torah is not telling us you must use a razor. The Torah is telling us that if you use a razor, you have not transgressed the Aveira. Ask the Gemara, Amri, how can we suggest such a pshat? If the Torah is really saying, you don't have to use a tar, you could use a malakad v'ritni, lishtakramina, then why does the Torah have to say the word, zakonoi? Vanoamina, and will say, magab nazir, just like a nazir, the surah covid, that a nazir who does an isser, and we'll explain this in a moment. I feel hakam machayiv, the Torah says he has to use a razor. When he concludes his naziris, hachalai koshke. So Taisus explains, what the Gemara is saying is that a nazir does an aveira. Why does a nazir do an aveira? Because accepting upon oneself, naziris is an aveira. Why is accepting upon oneself an aveira? We had the concept of Leza Hakfar said that anybody that says that accepts upon himself to be a nazir is a balaveira, shetzir atzmoi menayayin. So if a nazir cuts with a razor, certainly a mitzora, who didn't do an aveira. Item of Farshim say, we all learned in Chumash, in Yeshiva, the Rashi quotes, the Medrash quotes, all different aveiras that causes one to be a mitzora. So why are we saying that a mitzora is not caused by doing an aveira? So the Mepharshim, the Rishonim explain, yes, the Torah gives us many, the Midrashim give us very many reasons why one becomes a Mitzara. But that doesn't mean that those are the only reasons. A person can become a Mitzara even if he never said a word of Lashon Hara. Another answer I saw is that the Gemara says that if one has relations with his wife when she's a Nida, the children that will be born will be Mitzaron. They didn't do any Aveira. So we see that if a Menazir has to cut with a razor, certainly a Mitzara. The Meiri learns a different pshat. A Nazir who takes a haircut during his Nazir's term did an Aveira. A Mitzara who took a haircut during his Mitzara term did not do an Aveira. So if a Nazir who wasn't allowed to take a haircut is allowed to take a haircut when he finishes a Nazir's with a razor, certainly the Mitzara who was allowed to take a haircut all along should be allowed to take a haircut at the end. But Taisus asks that it's very difficult to understand this Gemara. Because Taisus says, we've been spending 2 days in explaining why Mitzora and Nazir are so very different. A Nazir, we said, is Yeshna B'Sheila. A Nazir can have his Naziris annulled. Mitzora, you can't have annulled. A Nazir requires Lechem, that you have to bring along loaves of bread with the carbon. Mitzora doesn't. Mitzora has some very unique dinim that a Nazir doesn't. So how is the Gemara suggesting that we should learn Mitzora from Nazir? And that the Gemara is saying that if it wouldn't be crucial, we could learn Mitzora from Nazir. Therefore, Taisa says that this is really, the question that we just learned is really introduction to the question that we're going to get to, which is, Vesu, Yisal Kedatach, if we're going to hold, Ki Ovu B'Malakni V'Rehitni, that if one shaves, not with a razor, also Mitzvah Kovit, he has fulfilled the mitzvah that Mitzara has to fulfill when he cuts his hair at the end of his mitzaras, middle of tar, because the Torah never specified that you have to use a razor. So now we have a very fundamental question. Kriish Lakish. And what the Mar is saying now is that you don't have to use a tar. But if you did use a tar, you didn't do anything wrong, says the Mar, that isn't correct. Because Kriish Lakish says, we have a rule, and we explained this in the previous year. Why taka may a mitzora, that's a koyin, use a tar? So we explained, because the essay of the taklachas of the mitzora is doicha the loisasei of shaving with a razor. Says the Gemara that Reish Lakish taught us that when do we apply the concept of essay doicha loisasei? Well, we can't do both. We have a dilemma. I have the essay, or I have the lois essay. What should I do? So there, imat yochel kaim mishneim. If I can fulfill both, mutav, great. Mimlav, if I can't, yove essay v'yitcha lois essay. So here, says the Gemara, a malakit v'rehitni would be acceptable, then why would I have a right to use a razor? Let's use a malakit v'rehitni, which according to Rabbanu, by using a malakit v'rehitni, I didn't do any aveira, and I could have the best of both worlds. It must be that I have to use a tar, and therefore I have to rely on esed d'chalais esay. So this is the proof, this is where we're up to, that according to Rabbanon, the Torah is telling us that a Metzairah, with the words Vesakonai, are telling us that you have to use a tar, and that's how we know a Metzairah uses a tar. The concept of esed d'chalais esay, it's machlokes rishonim, firstly, if this condition, the Rish Lakish applies, that we only say esed d'chalais esay when we have no other option. Is that a deraisa, or is that a drabonon? Why we say esed d'chalais esay? There are two primary pshatim in the Rishonim. One pshat the Rishonim suggest is that, because it's really difficult to understand why esed d'chalais esay. Let's just explain the question a little better. We know if somebody transgresses an esay, besides Pesach and Mila, there's no punishment. If somebody transgresses a lois esay, there's a punishment. So why is an esay d'chalais esay? So the Rishonim give two answers. One answer the Rishonim give is because the esay, the lois esay, there's a condition in the lois esay. The one only violates the lois esay if there is no esay in that situation. But in any situation where there's an esay at stake, the lois esay was never even said. It's not that there's a lois esay and that's being overridden. The Torah never said the lois esay under those circumstances. That's one pshat. The Ramban says another pshat. Fascinating pshat from the Ramban. He says, doing mitzvah esay represents midas ahava. Somebody shows he loves God and he fulfills his commandments. Lois esay represents midas ayira. I'm scared of the punishment. I'm scared of doing an aveira. Therefore, says the Ramban, midas ahava is greater than midas yira, and that's why esed d'chalais esay. However, regarding punishment, midas yira is greater than midas ahava. How do you not fear God and violate his averis? And that's why for punishment, lois esay is greater than esay. The Mefarshim also discussed a number of situations. How far do we take this concept of Rish Lakish? That means a number of shailas. We'll mention a few. One shaila is, Rish Lakish is saying we only say esay d'chalais esay if there's no option. But let's say today there's no option, but if we wait till tomorrow, I can fulfill the esay without violating the lois esay. Should I wait for tomorrow, or can I use esay d'chalais esay today? So Mefarshim say, even Rish Lakish will agree, we don't have to wait for tomorrow. Another question that the Mefarshim discuss is, esay d'chalais esay, I would have to be doich of the lois esay in order to avoid violating an averid rabbonin. What will Rish Lakish hold in those circumstances? First, we say Rish Lakish will agree that even though it's only a rabbonin at stake, we'll say esed doich of lois esay. A third question that I saw the Mefarshim ask. Esed doich of lois esay. If I do it, I will have to violate a lois esay. But if I allow you to do the mitzvah esay, you could do the mitzvah esay without violating a lois esay. Do I have to give up the opportunity of doing the mitzvah esay because I can let you do it without the violation of the lois esay? Or should I do the mitzvah esay even though by doing the mitzvah esay I'll violate the lois esay? And the Beis Halevi clearly says that even a shlokish will agree, esed doich lois esay doesn't mean that I should rely on you, and I can do the mitzvah esay even though it involves being over the lois esay. So we now have explained how Rabbanan know that a mitzvah does his shaving with a tar, with a razor. But as we said at the beginning of our shir, Rabbi Lezer disagrees with Rabbanim. Rabbi Lezer, how, so now Gemara's question is, Rabbi Lezer, my Tama, how does Rabbi Lezer know that a Metzora conducts his concluding shaving with a razor? He says, the Gemara, Yalef Meroishai. He learns from the word Roishai. Again, we quote the pasuk by the Metzora. The pasuk says, "B'yom Shvi Yigalach Es Kol Se'oroi Es Roishai VeZiknoi." So till now we were focused on the word Ziknoi as a superfluous word, but the truth is that Roishai is also extra. It says it's called Saroi. He should shave all his hair. What does the Torah have to say? It's Roshai. Tells us, Rav Elazar, the Tanya, Roshai, my Tamalimer. Why does the Torah add the word Roshai? Answers the Gemara, Lefisha Namagabin Nozer. We know that the halach of a Nozer is Tar Loyava Roshai, that a Nozer is not allowed to cut his hair with a razor. Yochel Af Nozer Mitzayrakei. So I would think that the same halach applies to someone who's a Nozer and a Mitzayra. So what happens if somebody's a Nozer and is a Mitzayra, and his Tzaras term ends, and he's still a Nozer? May he shave with a razor or not? Tamaloyma Roshai. Teaches us the Pasuk that this person, even though he's a Nazir, may shave his hair. And this is the way the Rishonim explained the Gemara. We learned in Daf Lamed Tes, a machlokes Rabbi Yonasan and Rabbi Yishai. According to Rabbi Yonasan, on the Gemara saying, the Rishonim explained, Rabbi Elazar follows the opinion of Rabbi Yonasan. A Nazir only violates his Naziris if he cuts his hair with a razor. And the Pasuk is telling us that even though normally a Nazir may not shave with the razor, here his tzaras is doicha, the naziris, and he may shave with a razor. So it's a proof that he has to shave with a razor. Because if a mitzayra could shave with a different implement, so he could have the best of both worlds. Shave with the other implement, and you fulfilled your shaving requirement, and on the other hand, you didn't violate your naziris. If Rabbi Elazar is telling us that he has to shave, means that he has a right to use a razor, even though a nazir may normally not use a razor. Ask the Gemara a similar question to the question we just asked on the bottom of Ahmed Bey's in the previous plot. It's covered. Perhaps we could suggest that a mitzvah does not have to use a razor. Just what the Torah is teaching us is, what do I need the word roshay to teach me that you can use a tar? To teach us that feel betar, that if you did use a razor, if this Nazir Mitzayra did use a razor, he hasn't done anything wrong. Since normally if a Nazir uses a tar, he's over an Aveira. Gabi Mitzayra, Nami L'chayiv, a Nazir Mitzayra should not also be allowed to use the razor. Kamash Milan Deloy. Teaches us the Pasuk that he won't be over an Aveira. Says the Gemara, as we just learned a moment ago, that can't be. Because Esal Kadaitach, Chi Ovid, Mimalaka, the written mitzvah covid, that you don't have to use a razor. Why? Mindaloi cause of tar, because the Torah didn't explicitly say that you have to use a tar. Krish Lakish. Then we have the question of Rish Lakish. If you don't have to use a tar, why are you allowed to use a tar? We don't want to rely on Essay Doichalaisa say if we don't have to. So if the Torah is telling us with the extra word, esroishoi, that the Nazir Mitzayra may use a tar, why is the Torah teaching it to us? To tell us that a Mitzayra must use a tar. Says the Meches Chinuch. Rav Lez is teaching us, the Pasuk is teaching us that a Nazir Mitzayra is allowed to use a tar. What case is it referring to? Says the Meches Chinuch. If somebody was a Nazir, in the middle of his Naziris, he became a Mitzayra. There, the halacha is that when his Tzaras ends, even though it ended before his Naziris ends, he's allowed to use, or he should use, a tar to cut his hair. But says the Meches Chinuch, let's say you have a person who's a Mitzayra. And while he's a Mitzayra, he goes and decides to become a Nazir. He won't be allowed to use a tar. Why did you become a Nazir? Don't you know when your Tzaras is over, you're going to have to use a tar? You had no right to accept upon yourself a Naziris. And therefore, says the Meches Chinuch, he's not the person Rabbi Elazar and the Pasuk will allow to use a tar. But now we have a very fundamental question, which is really a question that the Braisa asks on Daf Nun Hei. The basis that we're explaining why may a Mitzayra, who's a Nazir, shave his hair with a tar, even though a Nazir may normally not use a tar, as the Daicha Leisa say. The truth is, it's not a situation of Esed Doicha Leisa say. It's a situation of Esed Doicha Leisa say, Vasei. Why? Because a Nazir cutting his hair involves a laugh, Tar Layava Aroishai, but also involves an Asay. Kaidish here, Gadl Sar Pairoishai. He has to let his hair grow. So we're seeing that an essay is not only doicha a lois essay, but it's even doicha a lois essay vasay. But throughout Shas, we know that the halacha is that essay doicha lois essay. But essay is not doicha lois essay vasay. Why over here is a doicha a lois essay vasay? Or another way of asking the question is, why can't this serve as a source to teach us that not only is essay doicha lois essay, but essay is doicha lois essay vasay? So there are two answers to this question. One answer to this question is that the lois essay vasay of Naziris, we said this concept at the beginning of our shir, is a weak lois essay vasay. Because this is the type of situation that you could annul. Naziris is like a nether that we've learned you could have annulled. So since it's a particularly weak lois essay vasay, that's why the essay is doichit. But normally, essay is only doicha lois essay, but that's not doicha lois essay vasay. Another answer is just the opposite. This is a particularly strong essay. Because the halacha is that a metzora is not allowed to have relations with his wife until he concludes his tzaras. So the essay on the table here is an essay that involves shalom bayis. An essay that involves shalom bayis is doicha lois essay vasay. Another essay can't be doicha lois essay vasay. But then the Mefarshim ask a fantastic question. So we're saying that the essay of the Metzora's haircut is doicha the lois essay of the Naziris, the lois essay vasay of Naziris. Ask the Mefarshim, a Nazir, we've learned, as soon as he cuts one hair, is over the lois essay. When has the Metzora fulfilled his mitzvah of cutting his hair? When he finished cutting all his hair. The halach of essay doicha lois essay teaches us that an essay is doicha lois essay if they come at the same time. Be'idna is the word the Gemara always uses. But if they're not at the exact same moment, we don't say essay doicha lois essay. So let's think about this situation, asked the Mefarshim. The lois essay, I'm over, as the Nazir is over, the moment he cuts one hair. The essay is only Mekayim when he finishes cutting all his hair. So it's not at the exact same moment. So how can we say essay doicha lois essay? So Mefarshim answer that included in the concept of essay doicha lois essay is that everything that I need to do to fulfill the essay is part of the mitzvah essay. I can't cut the last hair until I cut the first hair. Therefore, as soon as I start cutting the hair, I'm already being Mekayim the essay. And that's why we can apply the concept of essay doicha lois essay. Rabbanan, ask the Gemara, according to Rabbanan, they've explained what we use the word as the kanoi from that pasuk with. But ask the Gemara, Rabbanan, hi roishoy my darshbe, this extra word of the pasuk, ubiyoy mashmini, vishoy mashvi yigalas kol besaroi, as roishoy vasaroi, what are you going to do with the word as roishoy? So ask the Rishonim, what's the question? Why don't they learn as roishoy, like Rabbi Lezer learned roishoy, to teach us that a nazir mitzayra is allowed to cut his hair? Answer Rishonim, that Rabbi Lezer, Rabbeinu Peretz says this teretz, the Rabbanan say, just like we learned from the word as a konoi, that a koyin mitzayra is allowed to cut his hair, so it's obvious that a nazir mitzayra is allowed to cut his hair. So I don't need two psukim, one for a nazir mitzayra and one for a koyin mitzayra. So if I have the pasuk of a konoi, that according to Rabbanan, I'm allowed to cut my hair, a koyin mitzayra. Why do I need another pasuk to teach me another mitzayra? I must have another need for the pasuk of Ezroi Shai. And they go on to explain, even though they're not exactly the same, we don't have time to explain the differences, that's the teretz they give. Answer the Gemara, Bebayleim litchalav dakofa. And we stop here for a moment. There are two psukim in the Torah. People confuse these two psukim, but they're very, very different dinim. There's one pasuk that says, Lo sakifu pas roishchem. There's another pasuk that says, Lo sashchus pas zikonecha. Two very different dinim. Lo sashchus pas zikonecha means that you're not allowed to be mashchus the payas on your face. There are five payas on your face. We're not exactly sure where they are. And we learned according to Rabbanan, you're not allowed to apply a razor. Lo sakifu pas roishchem is a different din. There are payas, sideburns, that you're not allowed to cut. And the pasuk is teaching us, says the Rabbanan, that a nazir, a mitzora, is allowed to shave his hair, even though it involves cutting his payas. A regular mitzvah. The Tanya, loch loisakiva pas roishchem, a person's not allowed to cut his payas. Yochel af mitzvahke, that even a mitzvah should be not allowed to cut his payas. So Mefarshim asks, how can we suggest that a mitzvah should not cut his payas? How will he be mekayim the pasuk? V'skalach kol b'soroi. So Mefarshim say, perhaps the only mitzvah that could ever be purified is a person that doesn't have any hair, who's bald. Or the Mefarshim say, that's referring to a case where he pulled out his payas, that there are certain circumstances that you could pull them out and not be oivid aveira. Tamalayim roishay. Lamali, ask the Gemara, lamali l'mechtav roishay. The question is, why do I need the pasuk to tell me? That essay doicha loisa say, that the essay of the mitzvah cutting his hair is doicha the loisa say of loisa kifa pas reishchem tevkle meziknoi. The Tanya, as the Rabbanan said, we learned in the previous year, we summarized it at the beginning of today's year. Zikna matam loima. The Rabbanan asked, what do we learn from the zikna? Lefi shenemu pas akonam lo yigalechu. The Torah says, pas akonam lo yigalechu. A kohen may not cut his beard. Yochel af mitzvah kain. A mitzvah kohen should also not be allowed to cut his beard with a razor. Tamaloyma ziknoi. So we already know esed doicha loisa say. So the question is, if we already know esed doicha loisa say, why do I need another pasuk to teach me esed doicha loisa say that the essay of the mitzvah taking a haircut is doicha the loisa say of loisa kifu pas roishchem? Lamali lemichtav roishoy, v'lamali lemichtav ziknoi. Why do I need two psukim that are ostensibly teaching me the same din? That essay doicha loisa say, the essay of a mitzvah shaving is doicha or loisa says, tzrichi. Dikas rachmanas ziknoi, if the Torah had only written the word ziknoi, v'loikas of roishai, and not teaching us the word roishai, havamina, I would think that a mitzvah shaving his hair is not over the lav of loisa kifa pas roishkan. Why is he not over the lav of loisa kifa pas roishkan? Because we'll say, hakof slo kol roish lo shema hakofa. I would think that if some, when is there a lav of loisa kifa pas roishchem? The lav of loisa kifa pas roishchem, let's define the words. Loisa kifa pas roishchem means that you shouldn't cut, that you don't have any sideburns. But let's say you're shaving your whole head. You're shaving your whole head. So you're not, there's not an issue that you didn't leave sideburns. You didn't leave anything. So maybe you're not over the lav. So maybe what, there's no problem. Every mitzvah shaves his entire head, and he has no problem with the lav loisa kifa pas roishchem. Lahachi kas rachmana roishai. That's why the Torah teaches us the word roishai. To teach us that one is over the lav. One is over the lav if he shaves his entire head. One is over the lav if he shaves his entire head. Just the mitzvah is allowed to be over the lav because of essay doicha loisa say. So the Gemara continues. V'kos of roishai v'loi kos of zekanai. So if the Torah only used the word roishai, not zekanai, have a mina mash mitarti. I've learned from this pasuk that osi essay v'doicha loisa say, the essay of mitzvah taking a haircut is doicha de loisa say of loisa kifa pas roishchen umashman, because that kof is called roish shma kofa, because when you shave your entire head, you're over the lav. When you shave your entire head, you're over the lav. The Torah says, Eser doicha loisa say. But the Torah doesn't teach us yet that you have to use a razor. V'kati b'tam nolan. How do I know that you're allowed to use a razor? L'hochi kos rachmona ziknoi. That's why the Torah tells us the word ziknoi, that we explained according to Rabbanan. The pasuk is teaching us that even though a kohen may not put a razor to his face, a mitzvah kohen may put a razor to his face. So we need both psukim. Roishai teaches us that Eser doicha loisa say, Hakof is called a roish, shma hakofa. And Zekanai teaches us that you're supposed to use a razor. Ask the Mefarshim, how are we accomplishing essay doicha loisa say here by cutting the payas? Because the essay of mitzvah is doicha de loisa say of loisa kifu pas roishchem. One of the halachas of essay doicha loisa say, ask the Mefarshim, is that I, who want to be mekayim mitzvah say, have a right to be doicha loisa say in order to be mekayim and say. But how does it work with loisa kifa pas roishchem? The issur of loisa kifa pas roishchem is not only an issur on a person making sure that his sideburns not be cut. It's also an iser on the barber. So the question is, how could a barber cut the metzora's payas? He doesn't have an essay doichalais to say. He's not a metzora. So how should he be allowed to do it? The aloch of essay doichalais to say is only for me, not for someone else. So I saw a number of turutim to this question. One answer to this question is that indeed, there's some mafarshim that suggest that the metzora has to cut his own hair. Because nobody else can be cut his hair. Nobody else has a right to be oiv and aveira in order to ashim mekayim mitzvah say. Another pshat that I saw is that when is someone over the aveira of leisakif and pas roishkem? When is the barber over the aveira if the person receiving the haircut is over the aveira? But if the metzora who's receiving the haircut is not over the aveira, the isser on the barber emanates from the isser on the customer. If the customer has no isser, then the barber has no isser. Another teretz that I saw is when do we say this rule that we don't say eser doichalaisa say, that someone else doesn't have a right to be over a loisa say in order that I should be mekayim in a say, is when it's possible that I could do the essay myself. But in a case like a haircut where I can't give myself a haircut, there the rule that eser doichalaisa say doesn't apply to someone else isn't relevant. Al Gemara just taught us that a kafas haroish that if somebody shaves his entire hair, it's considered that he was over the lav lois akifa pas roishchem. If you will recall, we learned the Gemara a number of dafim ago that said hakafas kol roish losh markafa, that if somebody shaves his entire head, he's not over lois akifa pas roishchem. So we actually have here a machloikis. And the Mefarshim suggest, what is the machloikis based on? He said, the Mefarshim suggest there's a very interesting Rambam, which the Torah questions. The Rambam says, why is there a lav of Lois Akifa Pas Roishchem? Because, he says, that was the style of the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, that they would cut their hair without leaving any sideburns, and we're not supposed to look like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah, or the Koimri Avodah Zarah. And the Torah right away questions the Rambam, how do you have a right to say pshat in a mitzvah? The Torah tells us a rule. We can't say pshat in the rule. So some want to suggest the Taz, and the Ramah tells the Torah and Dr. Moshe, don't get that upset. The Rambam is saying a reason, but he doesn't mean to qualify it. The Taz says what the Rambam means to say is that every time somebody is over the lav lois akifa pas roishchem, he's also over the lav b'chukaseim lois eilechu. But some of us want to suggest that the two Gemaras we've learned really represent the machlokes of the Torah and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that there's a reason for Lois Akifa Pas Roishchem. What's the reason for Lois Akifa Pas Roishchem? Not to look like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah. How do the Ovdei Avodah Zarah look? They leave hair on the head, they just don't leave sideburns. And therefore, Hakafas Kol Roish, shaving the entire head, the Rambam holds, is not a problem. The Torah, on the other hand, holds, like our Gemara. That makes no difference if you look like the Ovdei Avodah Zarah or not. And that's why he holds Hakafas Kol Roish, Shema Hakafa. But Tosfos teaches us that this Gemara is the basis for a very, very fundamental machloikis in the lav of Lois Akifa Pais Roishchem. The Gemara said, let's read the Gemara, very important. The Gemara on top of Amud Beis, Memal of Amud Beis says, V'kos of Roish of Lekos of Zekonai, if I only had the word Roish and not Zekonai, I would say that you're allowed, that a Mitzora is allowed to shave his hair, shave off his payas, be over the lav lois akifa pas roishchem, but I don't know that he's supposed to use a razor. Says Tosfos, from here we see that one is over the, and only Mitzora may do it because of Esed Doicha Lois Asay. Says Tosfos, from here we see that one is over the lav of lois akifa pas roishchem, even if you don't use a razor. Because if you only are over with a razor, it's obvious that the Mitzora has to use a razor. Why do I need the words of Kanai? If the word Roshai doesn't teach us that a razor is required, it must be, says Tosfos, because to be over the lava, like Sakifa Bas Roshchem, you're over even without a razor. Cutting your payas, you're over even without a razor. However, the Rambam paskins that you're only over the lava, like Sakifa Bas Roshchem, if you cut them with a razor. If you cut them with a different implement, cut them with scissors, even if you cut off all your payas, according to the Rambam, you're not over the lav lois akifa pas roishchem. What's the basis of the Rambam? The basis of the Rambam is a Tosefta, which Tosfos quotes, that says that you only over the lav bitar, with a razor. In fact, Tosfos himself says, how do I explain that Tosefta, that says it's only bitar? Our Gemara seems to say it's even shloi bitar. So that there are a number of pshatim. One pshat is that when you have a contradiction between a Gemara and a Tosefta, you follow the Gemara, says Tosfos. Another answer is that when the Tosefta uses the word tar, says Tosfos, it doesn't mean strictly a tar. It means ke'en tar, anything that gives you a close shave. But if it's not, it doesn't necessarily have to be a tar. And therefore, Tosfos says, any implement you'll be over the lav of Lysakifa Pas Roshchem. The Rambam, who does explain like Tosfos, who does follow Tosefta, what does he do with our Gemara? Tosfos has a Gevaldig Arai from our Gemara, that you're over the lav Lysakifa Pas Roshchem, even without a razor. So the Rishonim say that either we'll have to explain that our Gemara is speaking strictly about a Metzora, there are different rules. Or the Tosfos Rid says, according to the Maskon of the Gemara doesn't use the word Rosh Shoy for Akafis Kol HaRosh. The Gemara will hold that Rosh Shoy is talking about a Nozim Mitzayra. Zekana is talking about a Koyin Mitzayra. And we have no pasuk that teaches us that you're not allowed to use a Rosh. And therefore we have no proof. The Gemara that we had now is only a Havamid and not a Maskana. The Shulchan Aruch quotes both opinions, the opinion of the Rambam and the opinion of Tosfos. And it's interesting, even though normally the Shulchan Aruch follows the opinion of the Rambam, he says, Yesh lochush l'shitas ha-Tosfos, and one should not cut his payas, even with other implements, not just now with a razor. What is the shear for payas? So, the Rishonim say, it has to be k'day lokuf roisha likroi. You have to have hair long enough that if you bend it over, the hair could touch the root. There's an interesting machloikis between Rabbi Kiva Eger and his son-in-law, the Chassam Sofer. Rabbi Kiva Eger says that if we follow the opinion of Tosfos, that one is not allowed to cut his payas, not only with a razor, but with any implement. So he says one's not allowed to play with his payas. He may come to cut out here. And if he comes to pull out here, any type of cutting here, Tosfos says, we're over the lav. Says the Chassam Sofer to his father-in-law, I disagree with you for two reasons. One reason he says is because the Rambam says that there's a shear for payas, 40 hairs. He says even if you pull out one hair, you're still going to have enough payas, so you're not over the lav. And then he says another proof from a Gemara we're going to learn tomorrow. The Gemara says tomorrow we're going to learn a Mishnah on Daf Mem Beis that says a nozer is not allowed to comb his hair with a comb because it's going to pull out his hair. What's the Gemara saying? That only a nozer is not allowed to comb his hair, but everybody else is allowed to comb his hair. If you Rabbi Kiva Eger are right, says the Chassam Sofer, that everyone's not allowed to use a comb because when you use a comb you're pulling out hair, and we follow the opinion of Tosfos that anyway you're pulling out your payas, you're over the lav. So how can anybody ever use a comb on his beard, on his payas? It must be, says the Chassam Sofer, that Leisakifa Pas Roshchem is only by using a scissor or a razor or something like that, but just playing with your payas will not be considered being over the lav of Leisakifa Pas Roshchem. So we've explained that according to the Rabbanan, the word as Roshoy comes to teach us that a Mitzora could cut his payas and he's not over the lav of Leisakifa Pas Roshchem. The word Zakonai comes to teach us that a Nazir, a Koyin Mitzayra, is allowed to cut, even though it involves being over a lav, an essay. According to Belezer, the word Roshoy comes to speak about a Nazir Mitzayra. The word Zakonai comes to teach us about a Mitzayra Koyin. Now, both of those situations are not typical. This is why Tosfos explains the Gemara. Both of those situations are not typical Eser Deichalaisa says. A Nazir, as we said, is a lav v'asei. A lav of Tala Yaval Roshoi. And the asei of Kodesh Yagodl Persa Roshoi. A Koyin Mitzayra, we explained in the previous year, is the lav a pasuk konam lo yigalechu is an assay of kedoshim yiyu. Says the Gemara, says Tosfos. Rabbi Lezer is applying these psukim to speak about situations that an essay is doicha a loisasei v'assay. Obviously, says Tosfos, says the Gemara, Rabbi Lezer knows from somewhere else that the simple situation of essay doicha loisasei, where does he know it from? If he's able to use these psukim for the more advanced situations of essay doicha loisasei v'assay, he obviously already knows the halacha of essay doicha loisasei. What does he know it from? Ask the Gemara. Rabbi Lezer, the osi essay doicha loisasei menolei, from where does Rabbi Lezer know that we normally, simple situation essay doicha loisasei exist? Says the Gemara, Yalf Megadilim. The pasuk says, the Tanya, the pasuk says, Lesil b'shatnes, one is not allowed to wear shatnes, Hagdilim tasluch. You're allowed to wear shatnes, mehem, when you're wearing tzitzis. And therefore one can wear a wool beged, a wool with linen tzitzis, or vice versa. Because the Torah juxtaposes these two psukim, as the Gemara said in Masechta Yevamos, and in other places, what's the, that even though normally we don't always learn from the fact that two psukim are together, but in Seder Devarim we do, this exists in Seder Devarim, and from here we see that that's the Doicha Leisasei. Ask the Mefarshim, the Rishonim discussed this question, the Shalos HaTshuvos on Yom Tov discussed this question. We said earlier, we don't want to rely on Eser Doicha Leisasei. We only want to rely on Eser Doicha Leisasei when we have no option. So what do we have here situation? A person has a wool beged, and he has linen tzitzis. So Eser Doicha Leisasei, the essay of tzitzis is Doicha Leisasei of shatness. Who says you have to use linen tzitzis? Go buy yourself wool tzitzis. Go buy yourself wool tzitzis. Go buy yourself a linen beged. Eser Doicha Leisasei is only used when I have no option. Here I have an option. So some want to suggest that by the mitzvah of tzitzis, it's not just the essay doicha loisasei, but essay is not the loisasei. There is no loisasei, there is no lav of shatness. It's a very nice teretz, but it's a very difficult teretz to understand. Why is tzitzis different than everywhere else? Every elsewhere we say essay doicha loisasei, it's only at last resort. And here we rely on it, l'chatchila. So Oneg Yontov says, a gevaldige teretz. He says as follows. I have this wool beged, and I have these linen tzitzis. Absolutely. I could go now buy a wool beged. I could now go buy a linen beged. And I'll be mekayim the mitzvah tzitzis with that beged. But this wool beged will never have tzitzis. This wool beged will never have tzitzis because I don't have wool tzitzis available. That's like a situation where I have no choice. And therefore, if I have a wool beged, and I only have linen tzitzis, I'm allowed to apply them on the wool beged.